This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant, designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Welcome back.
Hey, Brad and Tim, would you like to do 10 consecutive radio shows on WGR? Yeah, sure. Day 2, no Tim Graham. Day 3, no Tim Graham. Day 4, no Tim Graham. Day 5, Tim Graham. Where have you been?
In bed, mostly. Barely conscious.
Do you blame this place?
A borderline corpse. I don't blame it. I don't know if maybe the Athletic and WGR is not supposed to mix. Maybe that's a warning of some kind. I don't know.
Some sort of chemical reaction took place?
I went back home and had a sandwich and said, you know what? Because at 54 years old, these always sound pretty appealing. I said, I'm going to take a quick nap, uh-huh. You know, 60 minutes or so. I woke up at 9:30 feeling like death. And then over the course of the next 4 days, I think I was out of bed about a total of 7 or 8 hours.
Wow.
Just totally destroyed by a flu.
I've had an absolutely mild version of that. I mostly slept from the end of this show yesterday until coming in here this morning. I went home. I went to sleep for 2 or 3 hours. I got up. I ate dinner. I went to a baseball practice. I got back from that at 9:15 and then slept until 9:30 this morning.
I didn't learn this until after I got sick, but I was sitting at Jeremy White's station over there on that side of the desk. So and I don't know if, maybe breathing in the Jeremy White fumes off the windscreen. I don't know. So I told the folks here at 500 Corporate Parkway, I got the authorities to napalm the windscreen and hopefully all bacteria is now gone.
We don't keep spreading that thing back around because it'll get...
Hopefully.
We can't just... This is a small room. It's not a small room. It's fine, but it's... We use one studio here, and everybody who's on the air is very close to these microphones. So if somebody gets something, everybody might get something.
I'm back and healthy in time for the combine.
You seem good. Combine is next week. When do you leave for the combine?
I'll leave Sunday evening. The Athletic will hold its annual NFL summit in which all the writers get together and we have meetings and talk to our bosses and get a little pep talk and maybe a dressing down if we deserve it. And then starting Tuesday is when all the fun starts to happen in Indianapolis.
What is the fun in Indianapolis?
No.
This is not meant to be – I'm not accusing you of anything. I'm not accusing the NFL of anything. What is accomplished by the Athletic paying to put Tim Graham on an airplane and spend a few nights in a hotel in Indianapolis and then go watch people run 40s and lift weights. Like, what the hell? What? Why?
It
why is
really,
this a thing?
From my standpoint, it has nothing to do with the actual combine, the Underwear Olympics, as they're called. It is a great networking event. Everyone is there. It's one of the few events. I mean, the Super Bowl is up there, but everyone is there. The owners are there. The GMs are there. The head coaches are there. All the assistants. Well, all right. Actually, caveat. Some coaches have actually stopped going to the combine. It's become a little bit of a mini trend. They'll just send the scouts. We'll review the tape and your notes later. We don't need to go as a coaching staff. That's been done. But the scouts are all there, everyone, the media, and it is an event. And that's what the NFL has gotten so good at doing, is turning everything into an event, down to the schedule announcement, as you know. It used to come out, it was a sheet of paper, it was a memo, hey, here's the schedule this year, and then you'd read about it the next morning in the Buffalo News, or they'd read it off the air here on WGR. But now it's a release. It is the Super Bowl has the radio row, everything leading up to it, the combine, the owners' meetings also used to be a place where maybe a reporter or two from each market would go to the owners' meetings. Now you go there because every coach talks and every GM might talk. So the Bills are very accessible in terms of their interviews with Brandon Bean and now Joe Brady. And so if you cover the Bills, you have to go to the combine, not to check out the rookies, but to see if Joe Brady or Brandon Bean say anything newsworthy, and then also to work on your features. Everybody's going to want to talk to Sean Payton, because we heard it 73 times in the introductory news conference. Joe Brady said he comes from the Sean Payton tree. Well, what does that mean? So all the Buffalo reporters are going to want to talk to Broncos coach Sean Payton and talk to him about Jim Leonard and get all these interviews and go around and get all the connections. So that's what it is.
Do you have a plan? And obviously, don't reveal it. Don't let anybody take your ideas. But like, do you have a plan for a feature going there that's not Joe Brady?
Usually, I don't.
Sean Payton?
Sometimes I do. Usually, I don't. I go fishing, and we have a goal from the Canadians.
It's over.
I don't know if that.
Oh, it's not over. 35 seconds left.
Yeah, 35 seconds with 2 seconds left on the power play. I don't know what's an FCC violation. They say you're not allowed to just – I mean, we couldn't just sit here and do the play-by-play of
no,
it. But.
No, but we can say that something just happened, and it did. This was a 2-0 game. Finland led early. This is the semifinal. Winner will face the winner of USA-Slovakia. That game's being played at 3:10, which I will go home and watch. My favorite thing about doing 2 weeks at WGR is getting to say things like, I'm sorry, I have to watch this hockey game now. Clear out. Leave me alone. So I will watch that game, but we've got our eye
Nathan
on this one.
Nathan McKinnon, a one-timer from the left circle just inside the near post. Off of the skate, maybe, of the Finn goalie.
Saros. We had Finland up 2-0. Canada crept back in. They tied it 10 minutes ago or so, and now have taken the lead 3-2 with 35 seconds left. If they win, they advance to the gold medal game to play the winner of this afternoon's
game. They will not advance to Indianapolis.
No, they will not. All right, so back to this feature thing. Sometimes you have an idea, sometimes you don't have an idea.
It's a great networking event. You don't know what you're going to learn there. And I've come away with all kinds of interesting information. You get it's also known as a big and stories have been written about it, a big drunk fest. You know, people from not everybody. I mean, you wouldn't catch Sean McDermott out at
He's not invited.
Well, not this year.
He's not allowed in the state of Indiana.
Not this year, but you wouldn't catch Sean McDermott or certain coaches at St. Elmo's, which is the legendary steakhouse there in Indianapolis, getting
is that
ripped.
Underground or something? Isn't that like in the basement of some hotel, or am I making that up?
No.
I have a thing.
There is a they do have a basement. No,
there's
maybe.
The thing in my head about getting on an elevator and going underground to get steak.
No.
That's not true?
That's not it.
See, this is I can't go to the combine because I'd be all messed up trying to get underground for steak and screw up the whole thing.
So I do have a story idea I'm going to go work on.
Okay. We shouldn't reveal that.
I'm not going to tell you about it.
Right, good.
And then I'll go fishing. You know, you network over a couple of beers, over a steak. You see, it's funny,
are you talking
too
to people in advance right now? Like, hey, do you want to get together? Or you just show
no,
up and you'll see everybody anyway?
I'll see who I see. Yeah. You generally know where people are going. After you've done it for a few years, you know who's going to be at what spot. And again, like I said, I want to say it was Deadspin or maybe it was The Ringer did a story on the debauchery of of the combine and the
were you
game.
Featured? Were you featured heavily?
I was not in it. In fact, I think it was a year I didn't go for some reason. But
good move.
There's a gamesmanship and all the different reporters and who you want to hang out with and who you want to talk to and the places you want to go, the places you want to avoid.
Wow.
And it's become – there's one of the restaurants there, Prime 47, I think it's called – I'm drawing a blank. But anyway, it became such a place to go. You'd go there for the cocktails. You'd go there maybe to eat. But then at a certain hour, it just turns into a, you know, I'm not using the meat market phrase in terms of what you would on Chippewa, but in terms of NFL meat market of information.
What I would picture as a hotel bar.
They
right?
actually, like that situation. Yeah, they would actually remove the tables just to get more people in there to cram in. And drink and to because it was the place to go. So I will not go there. Now, yes, you're not going to learn anything there. Everybody just goes there because everybody's there. You're not going to learn anything there. But it's fun to see. There's
you can tell who the rookies and the veterans are.
These secrets get told by people because they are interesting stories. The Starbucks where Ian Rappaport and Jordan Schultz had their little. Confrontation last year that became
I don't remember
news.
This story.
There's a Starbucks at the JW Marriott that is centrally located to the convention center. That is where I go. That's where I set up shop and work. There was one year, in fact, there was probably 3 years in a row, I didn't even go get my credential. I'd show up in Indianapolis, check into the hotel, go hang out at the Starbucks, set up shop. Electric outlets were limited. And I just wait for everybody's got to walk through there. So it's everybody comes past you as opposed to going chasing them around the convention center or going to the bars or whatever. I'd sit at Starbucks.
Now, when you say everybody, are you talking about reporters or are you talking about
everybody.
General managers?
Everybody.
Everybody.
Unless they want to go outside, which in Indianapolis, usually you don't this time of year. There have been some years where it's okay and you want to get out and get some fresh air. Indianapolis, I guess I should just mention this real quick. One of the cool things about Indianapolis is it's all walkways and tunnels and everything is connected. So that way you don't have to step outside.
Perfect.
But to get to wherever you want to go, whether it's your team hotel, which is usually where the JW Marriott's where everybody's staying, to get to the combine where all the workouts happen and the media, you have to walk through this specific area of the lobby where the Starbucks is. And so you just sit there and wait. And, oh, here's Sean McDermott. Hey, Sean, you stand up. He comes over.
Well, this is the fishing you're talking about. That
down.
Just sounds like you're anchoring
a
boat.
But everybody's saying hello. An agent that I know. You know, here's Brian Daboll. You know, even though he's coach of the Giants. Hey, man, how's it going? Anybody who you make eye contact and it's like, oh, hey, what's up? But everybody also sees who you're talking to. So that's the game of, all right, we can't talk here. I don't want anybody. We probably shouldn't be seen. Or you get the eye contact where it's like, I see you. You see me.
Later.
We'll hook up later. That type of thing.
Well,
those are fun too.
That's so you can have anonymous sources for. Stories, is that kind of what you're saying?
Not always.
Well, why do you not want people to see who you're talking to?
Oh, for that case? Yeah. Because you're working on something, or even if you're working on nothing. I mean, I know, but let's say Agent Z sees you from across the room and knows you, and you haven't spoken to that guy in a couple of months, but he knows that you're working on something. And he's like, whatever it is you're working on, I don't want to be attached to it, so I don't want to be your...
I don't
alibi.
Want to be seen with you.
Yeah. I don't want to be your alibi or your okie doke or whatever it is. So it's like, hey, man, I'll catch you or shoot me a text, you know, call me, that type of thing.
So do you approach this as casually as you're discussing it right now? Or are you strategizing about your approach?
I am as casual as we're talking about it. However, I should strategize. It's a kind of a flaw of mine. I should. But then again, I think that also lends itself to I'm never really – when we do sit down, when we do have these moments, it's not a sales tactic. It's not high pressure like, hey, what are you learning? What are you hearing? What do you know? It's just, I think I deal with people I like to deal with, and they in turn like dealing with me in that way.
And you'll find something.
Yeah. If I don't enjoy, here's a great example. Everybody knows Drew Rosenhaus, right? So Drew Rosenhaus has such a high percentage of clients in the NFL. So there have been times when I've had to deal with Drew Rosenhaus. Most recently, it was Jordan Poyer when he was coming off that Pro Bowl season a few years ago. Mm-hmm. He fired his agent, hired Drew Rosenhaus. I was in Las Vegas at the Pro Bowl, and Drew Rosenhaus is there, and I'm like, oh God. He he was heavy duty in South Florida, and I covered the Dolphins for the Palm Beach Post, and so I had to deal with Drew Rosenhaus back then by necessity. He's that type of guy that when you make eye contact with him in a lobby or at an event, he's constantly looking over his shoulder for somebody more important to talk to.
Yeah.
He is the type of guy who you just don't want to deal with because he feels like he's doing you a favor.
You're beneath him.
Therefore, yeah. I just don't deal with Drew Rosenhaus. And if that means I don't get information from Drew Rosenhaus, so be it. So if there's however many Drew Rosenhaus clients are on the Bills roster, fine. I don't need to know about them through Drew Rosenhaus.
There are enough stories out there to tell.
And I'll find out about them directly or through a former coach or through friends. And I don't mean in a surreptitious way. I mean with their permission.
Right.
I had a policy when I covered the Sabres. I used to tell guys, Chris Drury, this was one of the things that I think endeared me to him. I told him one day, I said, hey, I just want to let you know I reached out to your agent yesterday. And he looked at me and he was like, so? You can do that. I'm like, yeah, but I don't want to let you think that I'm going behind your back by trying to get info on you through your agent when I see you every day. But there was a question I had for him, and he just looked at me. He was like, oh, wow, thanks, man. So that's where, like, mm-hmm. So I don't go around talking to people's friends without them knowing or trying to be like, hey, man, what's the latest you can tell me on David Edwards? Is he coming or is he not? You know, is he, you know, you hear about college sports reporters that do this with recruits, you know, working an assistant coach on the staff of the high school team, like, hey, is he going to come to LSU? Or is he thinking Alabama? What is he? I don't want to do any of that. That's
it's just going to come back on you, and you're going to be perceived.
And it's just not the way I want to do business.
Well, and you're going to be perceived as you do that once, and next thing you know, you're the guy that did that.
So I deal with people I like to deal with. If I see you and I'm like, hey, I like that guy. Want to have a beer? Yeah, man, I got a few minutes. Let's have a beer. Let me buy you a beer. And then after 20 minutes, hey, man, I got to go. And you haven't spoken anything about the NFL, which is usually what happens because you're people you like to deal with.
Yep.
We spend our time talking about our kids and what we got going on and what we're doing with our offseason. And we didn't exchange any information that will ever make it into a story. I don't care.
But even then, it might be we're the guy. If I'm the other guy, I might be like, oh, we're stopping. Hey, by the way, Tim, just so you know, keep an eye on this. Like, you still might grab something there because the guy feels guilty because he knows what you do. And you didn't pressure him, so now he's
that gonna, happens.
You know,
that
now
happens.
He's going to give it to you. That's cool.
Or they are more receptive the next time you do reach out because you're not just always reaching out when you need something. That's one of the things I always tell my students. I teach a sports journalism class at Canisius University, and to any journalism student, not just sports journalism, anything in life. Probably this isn't even a journalism thing. Reach out to people when you don't need something from them. It's just a great way to actually have a relationship where it's not transactional. And I think in sports journalism so much, it's transactional.
Sure. You know what I found? And this is somewhat related. A couple weeks ago, and it was before all this was happening where you and I were going to come in and do a bunch of shows. Shope just texted me. I haven't talked to Mike in months. Just haven't. We're both busy. And he reached out. We ended up texting back and forth for like 45 minutes. And it felt like I hung out with him. Like we just were exchanging. It was not about anything. But afterward, I was like, oh, that's a new thing I just learned in life, that you can just text somebody you haven't talked to out of nowhere and kind of hang out virtually. We've learned how to do that since 2020.
Yeah.
And it felt like when I walked in here the first day on Monday and I saw Mike, it didn't feel like I haven't seen Mike in a while. It felt like I just talked to Mike. And that was just texting. So I can say, I don't know, it's loosely related to this.
Let me ask you.
Oh, go ahead.
So I'm going to the Combine.
Yeah.
You follow the Bills. You know with all the big storylines that are going on with the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
What would you want to know? What would you, if you, I'm like, hey, Brad, I'm going to the Combine. Anything I can pick up for you, you know, at the market? Anything? Do you need anything from the Combine? What can I get for you?
Yeah. I mean, the first thing I'm thinking about, this is personally, I took off my UB sweatshirt, but Sean Dolak did not get invited to the Combine last year and was an incredibly meaningful player to the Rams. And we thought, and he's a UB linebacker who was a stud. He was a first team All-American for UB. But because of size and things and small school, he just wasn't invited to the Combine. But it was very clear to anybody covering that team that he's gonna be invited to a camp. And once he's at a camp, they're not going to want him gone. He's going to contribute. They're going to love him. And he was like mic'd up for their first preseason game. That's how much they went, whoa, this is a thing that we found. Well, this past year, they had another linebacker named Red Murdoch. He did get invited to the Combine. I think a part of him getting invited to the Combine is that Sean Dolak did not.
And Joe Andreessen.
Andreessen did not.
I think that's an extension of that, too.
Yeah, it's they've been producing linebackers. going back to Khalil Mack. I'm interested in how he is perceived, how he looks, how he fits in. But I can get all that just from watching the coverage on NFL Network. I'll see the times. You know, right. I'll see his 40 time. I'll see
what about his a Bills bleeping. Angle? And I well, he's a linebacker. I'd like to hear from callers.
Yeah.
You know, if you're listening out there and there's like, hey, there, what can we learn? That's the thing. It's kind of weird. What can we actually learn from the Bills at the combine?
Well, do you have the ability?
Not a lot, really. I don't think.
Do you have the ability to stalk the Bills personnel and see what they're, who they're chasing, who they're talking to?
Oh no, you don't really
see that.
Can you
learn anything like
all the meetings and who they're meeting with and all that's done behind closed doors.
And even that, even if you could see it, you'd see an agent and you'd be like, he's got 17 guys in the draft. What good does that
do? Oh, you mean like? Oh, I was thinking like with a prospect. Yeah, if you see Brandon Bean talking to a specific agent, maybe, but it can be reckless to report other than, hey, this could be interesting. Because if you read too much into it, like you said, that agent has so many clients. You don't know who they're talking about, or even if they're talking football. Just like I was discussing with guys I run into, Brandon Bean is going to see all kinds of folks that he's just has relationships with.
Right, and they'll be talking about their golf game.
Yeah, how you hitting them these days? Right. That might be all it is.
You're asking me what I want you to find out, and I'm kind of in the position where I'm asking you, what can you find out?
Yeah, what can you find out?
I mean, we started the show by me saying, why are you going? What do you do there? And I get why you go.
The Athletic makes us go. It's mandatory.
I get
that. We have meetings.
Why?
We have meetings on Monday.
So how many – does the Athletic send 32 people are going to be there?
Yeah, our editors too.
So
not
how many,
just writers, but all the editors.
How many people from the Athletic are going to Indianapolis?
That's a good question.
And for what?
But we do it. Every sport, every year has that. You know, we have our NHL, there's a summit. The NHL summit is in Buffalo, has been, with the combine here. The Bills are interesting because I don't think we're going to really learn about them until free agency. Big moves getting made, direction on the defense, what Jim Leonard wants to do. Are we looking at 3-4 outside linebackers? How do they value Taron Johnson or their defensive backs? What are they looking for? Size and speed and, you know, is it more prototypical size versus, you know, whatever. I mean, I'm just pulling football phrases out. But we're not really going to learn much. I mean, we can't.
We don't know what the team looks like. There are 23 guys on this list of free agents. So we don't know who's coming back and who's not. 21, I believe, are unrestricted.
Yeah, I don't know
two
what we can
restricted.
Learn. What's the hot? Is there a hot topic for the combine about the Buffalo Bills? I don't see one, but I'm willing to listen.
I want to know how reasonable is it that there is a difference-making receiver available at the 26th pick? I want to know that. I want to know about edge rusher at the 26th pick. How can I predict what's going to happen in the first 25 picks? I don't know. I don't know what information I'm looking to glean.
We are going to be able to talk to a bunch of talent evaluators, meaning NFL general managers and head coaches, what they think of the wide receiver class and thing. But do we really learn? Do they really tell the truth? Everything is vague, conceptual thoughts, praise usually. You don't hear anything about red flags, you know, unless somebody has one specifically, like maybe an arrest or a blown out knee that they're coming back from, and you might ask a coach, hey, are you concerned about so-and-so's, you know.
And you won't find out until the draft anyway.
And they'll be like, well, of course it's a concern. We'll check into it, and we'll do our due diligence. And
yeah.
So,
I mean, I appreciate that you have access to everyone. I don't know what can be gleaned from a Bills standpoint.
Well, I can glean a lot
so
of things.
Much, there's so much on this sheet right here with 23 names. I mean, if we just assume all these guys are gone, which we can't do, but you've got to rebuild half of your team, and it's going to be free agency and the draft. So they kind of work in conjunction with each other. This is a draft-centric event, but the draft doesn't come out until after free agency. So I don't know, man. I don't envy your position.
Well, I'm going to learn a lot, just not necessarily anything to report right away maybe, or anything specific to what it means for the Bills yet.
Right. It's a lot of background. It's a lot of stuff that maybe will work in the future. 803-0550 is the number. If you'd like to jump in, feel free to do so. We connect with the fans courtesy of Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Let's try the phones. We'll go to Rob in Lancaster. Rob is here. You're on WGR. What's up, Rob?
Yes, sir. How are you guys doing? Hey, I was just talking to your screener there, and know, we need to make a big move. I mean, I know Jefferson's not happy, and he said a lot of good things about Brady being this, you know, coordinator when he was in LSU and everything. Like, just trade everybody on our draft picks and go make a big move. I know it'd probably take more than that, but I mean, at this point, you know, we tried everything else. We tried D-line. We tried the defense. That hasn't worked. What we haven't tried is loading up on offense to the point where we're unstoppable, where we almost were in that 13-second game. Obviously, the defense blew it. But, you know, we haven't had the chance of a great offense with great receivers, at least one. I mean, you get a guy like Jefferson with Josh Allen, like, forget about it. Like, that's going to be it. I mean, I don't know. I'm just sick of, like, oh, we got to wait for this guy in the draft. Let's look for this guy. Like, I just can't do it anymore. I'm so sick and tired of waiting for the draft. Where Josh Allen is going to be 30. Like, it's time to make a move to get us to the over the hump. Like, hopefully, you know, changing coaches will help us in that regard because, you know, I'll never forgive McDermott for 13 seconds, but we got to just load up on offense and go for it. Let's score 50 points, and who cares if defense gives up 40 because we scored 50.
Jefferson sounds like, I mean, of course you say yes to that, but yeah. What is that? Is right. That real? Is that real? Is that, like, yeah, I think it would be better if the Bills went and got the best receiver in football and put him on the field with Josh Allen. I think that would be awesome. And right. Him not being happy, I don't know that makes him available. Tim?
Well, if you're going to trade your entire draft, I have visions of Mike Ditka smoking a cigar after trading his entire draft class away for Ricky Williams. Now that was to pick him as opposed to getting a guy from another team. Did not work out well for Mike Ditka, but you do.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying five different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Yes, jackarcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of five-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Wonder, and it does lend itself to Rob's point, is Brandon being in a position, especially with what's happening in a public relations standpoint with him and the Buffalo Bills, a rough offseason, Brandon Bean is not known as Big Baller Bean anymore. Does he lean into or get aggressive for the sake of winning everybody back? Now, that's not something that he would say, of course I'm going to do that, but there's got to be a human tendency to want to go for the big, like to show everybody, to make the big move And is there a risk of overspending or getting over your skis a little bit if you're Brandon Bean, not only because there's turbulence, but also because you know that you might not have long to get this job done, and not having future draft picks is going to be somebody else's problem potentially.
How does Bean's ego factor into a move, a splashy wide receiver move, after a year of conversation about Bean and we don't need receivers? And all, like, how does that factor in? Might he, for the sake of defending his own pride, not be interested in doing something like that? I mean, it's still on him to make the team the best that it possibly can be, and he fixes everything. If they win the Super Bowl, he's right. But I do think there is something to that, the stand he took about wide receivers, and then to go out and be like, yeah, okay, everyone was right and I was wrong, and now we're doing it. I don't know how quickly he does that.
Well, he did get there, or he went partway there at the news conference at the trade deadline, in which he confessed to, yes, we did try to go out there and get some receivers. And then he went a little bit further, I think, at the news conferences after the season, the postmortem stuff, in which he was asked, Matt Parrino did, I think, asked him specifically, do you regret that? And has a few times, you know, the interaction that he had with the morning show here at WGR. And, you know, I got a little aggressive. I said, you know, but so he's kind of
walked it back a little,
muddied those waters a little bit to try to, you know, I think that he has good people around him. First off, I think he's admittedly not always level-headed. But when it comes to making a trade, it's hard to make a rash decision on a trade. Yes, I guess if you're really a maniac, but trades take a long time to put together. Unless you're hell-bent on, you know, giving up a lot or making a lopsided deal, they take a little while.
Well, it's easy to quickly make a bad trade is kind of what you're saying.
Yeah, but if you take your time, he's going to be able to work through it, and with his lieutenants to be able to talk him through some things to do anything too helter-skelter.
And putting everybody in the same town, in the same hotel for a few days certainly could lead to these type
with
of conversations.
With alcohol.
Yeah, all of it. Love it. All right, time out. We'll be right back. Tim Graham and Brad Ryder taking you through until 3 o'clock. Phone line open, 803-0550. You're listening to WGR Sports Radio, 550 AM, and also now on FM at 107.7 and 104.7. And we're on in Rochester, too. I just saw a WGR Rochester logo. We've added four stations, four signals since you were last here on Monday, Tim. It's been quite the week here.
See
at WGR.
See what happens when I'm not here?
Yeah, lots of great stuff. Oh. All right, we'll be right back.
Stick of hits. Thomas David McKinnon. Score! Nathan McKinnon with 35 seconds remaining. Gives Canada their first lead of the game.
Canada trailed 2-0 to Finland, came back and won it 3-2, and they're sitting awaiting the winner of this afternoon's game between the U.S. and Slovakia for the gold medal game, which will take place on Sunday. Great game between the two women's teams yesterday as the U.S. came back and beat Canada for gold. And this is the matchup we've all been waiting for, with the assumption that Team USA can get past Slovakia today. I spent the entire break there thinking about GMs drinking and making trades in Indianapolis. And it led me to think, and I do not recommend dropping anything in anyone's drink, but if you're a GM and you had the ability to drop something in another GM's drink, one is a powdery substance that will vanish very easily, and it's a truth serum. So you will get that person to tell the truth. No matter what you ask, you're going to get a square answer out of them. Or there's another powder you could use, and that powder gets them to just comply with whatever you want. Which do you think would be more valuable to extract, or to manipulate another general manager as you're trying to make your team better?
I'd go for the information, because the NFL needs to process a trade. Like, if you just wanted the guy to trade something, the NFL needs to approve it. And they might just say, well, this is too lopsided, we won't allow it. And then there's also a time period where it could get pulled. You could have somebody, an assistant, you know, or call the owner, you know, do all kinds of ways you could get involved. Be like,
I think our general manager's been drinking.
I think Johnny general manager needs to maybe go to bed. And can somebody maybe send somebody from the office over to, you know, escort him out of the lounge
the
here?
The fax that just came through at 2:34 a.m.
Yeah.
Maybe isn't something we should use.
But this information stays forever,
yeah.
Right? You know, I'm thinking of Bill Tobin. the Colts general manager, who was, you could almost hear the ice tinkling in his glass while he's ripping Mel Kiper a new one back in 1994. Well, who the hell's Mel Kiper? He was bombed. I'm sure a lot of decisions, probably famous, maybe even great decisions, usually not, but I bet you there's a lot of decisions that have been made in sports where one side was just drunk.
Or both sides
just
are drunk.
Just totally bombed and be like, I'll make that trade. I don't care.
Sports, bars, golf courses during the day.
Or pick up the phone drunk and be like, you know what, you're fired. Hang up the phone and in the morning I did what?
803-0550 is the number if you'd like to jump in. Tim Graham and Brad Ryder with you all this week and next week. Tim will be at the Combine. And he asked me, and we're asking you, what do you want to know? You're a Bills fan. You've got Tim right here. Tim can go find stuff for us. You're taking requests.
Yeah, give me a shopping list.
You're taking requests.
Give me a shopping list. I'll treat the Combine like it's a bodega.
Yeah.
And I'll go down and pick up some stuff.
Okay.
And I'll bring it back to Buffalo with me.
What do you need is the question. All right. Let's go to David in Orchard Park. Hi, David. You're on WGR.
Hey, guys. Thanks for picking my call up.
Sure.
Last time I called in was the day Mike Mularkey got fired, so it's been a while.
Now, wait a minute. Mike Mularkey didn't get fired.
He
left on his own accord. He was so embarrassed at the Marv Levy press conference that he said, you know what, I don't think I want to be here
anymore. Can you believe you cover a team where two head coaches have just quit, opted out of being a head coach in the NFL? That's crazy talk.
I'm trying to block that era out in my mind. That's probably how I try to remember it.
Good move.
But I like the pace of your show. I like it a lot. What I wanted to just put my two cents in on is Red Murdoch from University of Buffalo. So I work out at UB. I'm attached to the football team in a couple different ways. And I think 28 NFL teams came out and watched our practice. The Chiefs came out three times, the Jets twice. I mean, even the West Coast teams came out and watched him work. You know, he's a high-character kid. He's big and strong, and he knows how to play football. And whichever one of you guys made the comment about Sean Dolak, that is exactly right. I think teams know they missed on Sean Dolak. The fact that Sean was a four-platform All-American and didn't get invited to any postseason bowl games is disgusting.
Yeah, and we were privy to, and thank you for the call, we were privy to a lot of information because I also am involved with UB football. And I mean, we got a straight-up answer on why he wasn't invited, and it's all about size. It was all the measurables. That's something I'd like to know, how different teams view production versus physical traits. Because the combine is going to give you all the physical traits, but the production is all on tape. And it's not just about Red Murdoch, who's now the leading forced fumble guy in college football history. He surpassed Khalil Mack, so the top two right now. And Red Murdoch's name is Khalil, so the top two guys are Khalils from Buffalo
in
forced fumbles.
The name aspect about Red Murdoch is that it is such a cool freaking name. Mm-hmm. Red Murdoch. Was he an airplane? Was that the guy that they get to bring in to land the plane?
Murdoch was in the A-team.
That's right. He was
the crazy guy.
That's right.
Yeah.
I love Red Murdoch. But I had a point. There's where the brain fog kicked.
It's okay.
I was going to mention it early because you recognized it, and I actually got on a pretty good roll. I was like Frank the Tank.
You've been fine.
Moment where I was just kind of on a...
The hour before the show, you were foggy.
I was having trouble finishing
words.
Easy sentences.
Words, even.
Yeah, words. I was adding words that didn't need to be there. So anyways, I had something I was going to say regarding Red Murdoch.
Well, you've got another hour and 20 minutes.
Oh, sizes.
Yeah, sizes.
Sizes.
Versus...
That shifts as the NFL changes, of course, especially on the defensive side of the ball. What coaches want, what general managers are looking for. The prototypical size has changed in the last 15 years, of course, because of you want faster over bigger in some ways, especially when it comes to getting after the quarterback. But that is something that we do want to know about the Bills, especially with Jim Leonard, the new defensive coordinator, and what he's looking for out of his defensive attackers, especially on the edge. But I don't think we're going to learn that at the combine.
No.
They're going to learn that at the combine, what they like and everything. But we're not going to learn that until the draft. We're not going to learn about what the Bills are looking for with certain pieces of their offense and defense until free agency. So what can we really learn from the draft when we tune into NFL Network or whatever and watch these guys run the 40-yard dash and how many bench press reps they can do and the three-cone drill?
Yeah.
What are we really going to learn? I don't know.
I don't know of a player like – remember when it was
Bills related?
There was I know, but think of like when Kyler Murray was at the combine. How tall is he? Was like actually a question that people were wondering about. Like, can this guy? What's the real height? Because I don't trust what's coming out of a media guide, a college media guide. I don't trust those people. So there's little stuff like that. Like, is he really 5'8"? Like, what are we doing here? Back to the phone, Jerry in Kenmore. You're on WGR. What's up?
Hey, one thing I'd like for us to do more often, we did it with Coleman, and it didn't quite work out. I like trading back. If the player that you specifically don't want, one or two are there. You know, a guy called earlier, and he wants to trade our whole draft for Jefferson, okay? Do you know what kind of salary cap jail you'll be in 2 to 3? Like, part of paying a $45 million quarterback is – your draft is your lifeline. You need 24 people on your roster all the time that are on rookie contracts. Yeah. That's how you accomplish this. And you can't trade 7 or 8 picks away to get one player and think that's going to work. It's just like the Sabres. The problem with the tank is when it fails. I wish they'd trade back and get more picks, because it's such a – when we're picking in that spot, 26, 28, 30 – wouldn't you rather have 2 more picks, like between 50 and 60 for some reason, another pick, and move up in the second round? Like, this can be a volume thing. You should try every year, get 8 or 9 picks, because you need, you know, it's like scratching lottery tickets. The more tickets you have, the better chance you have of hitting.
Also, the more you lose. But yeah, I get what you're saying. Especially, Jerry and Tim, when I'm looking at this list of 21 unrestricted free agents and 2 restricted free agents, there's going to be a lot of turnover here. So I didn't really jump in on the caller that said trade your whole draft for Jefferson. I get the point of wanting that superstar that's already established and that whole thing, but it's not viable. You need cheap labor.
Again, there's obviously a lot of territory in between trading everybody for one player versus acquiring 12 picks.
Right.
But, and this is a question, again, we need to, let's have that conversation, Brad, with the caller.
Okay.
Try to have the conversation.
I shouldn't have hung up on
it. No, that's all right. I haven't been here. This is your show.
We did talk about this. We did talk about this while you were gone.
I know. We're not in a rhythm. My illness prevented us from getting into a rhythm. And I take blame for that. I feel shame. And I know that some of it's out of my control.
Says the guy who's about to hop on a plane to Indianapolis.
I wasn't here, and that's my fault. Availability is the best ability. But I will say that when you're drafting so much, you do get into a situation where you're conceding, I might not get much out of these guys for 2 or 3 years. And if you're in win-now mode, maybe you lean towards, maybe there's a dial that you know, in between that trade everybody for one versus acquire 12 picks, there's somewhere in that dial that you would lean more towards the tree, you know, get more impact players now. And so, yes, I agree with Jerry. The lifeline is your draft for the long term. But if you need to win now, that's something that Brandon Bean's really going to have to weigh. Josh Allen is about to turn 30, and you have a head coach who's learning on the job because he's in his first year. You're going to have a defensive coordinator who's never called plays in the NFL who's going to have a learning curve. And so you need to – I mean, it's almost like you'd be hitting the reset button a little bit if you want to go too much with youth right now.
Timeout. We'll be right back. Tim Graham, Brad Ryder, WGR, Sports Radio 550, and now on FM at 107.7 and 104.7. And I said that we're in Rochester. That's not till Monday. But there's a logo online that I'm seeing. We're going to be on AM and FM in Rochester. So that's 2 more signals. So it's – 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different places you'll be able to catch WGR. That's pretty good. Not bad. Time out. We'll be right back. It's WGR.
What's next for you, MG?
What's next for me? Super Bowl. Super Bowl MVP.
In Cleveland? You sure about that, Myles Garrett? I mean, it's good to have dreams and hopes and plans and things, but I don't think you're allowed to say Super Bowl in Cleveland, are you? Can you use those words?
You need a permit.
Yeah.
You need a permit from Cuyahoga County.
Yeah, because like, I feel like Alex Tuck had to file to mention the Stanley Cup, and that's in New York State, so there's a lot of red tape. But he filed, he got it through, he was able to say it, which I think granted permission to Western New Yorkers to start saying it. Like, we're not going to the playoffs, we're going to win the cup. Like, ooh, this is fun, this is exciting. Maybe he's trying that. Maybe trying to will it into existence, but I don't know, man. It's time to get connected with the fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Tim Graham, Brad Ryder. Let's go to Bill in East Aurora. Hey, Bill, you're on WGR.
Hey, guys. Enjoy your show. Very refreshing.
Thanks. I feel refreshed as well.
Hey, reason I'm calling is, and it's probably maybe pointed to Tim a little bit. I was a season ticket holder for about 30 years. And I don't understand why everybody, so many people in Western New York are still upset that McDermott got fired. As far as I was concerned, after the 13 seconds game, I didn't think that he'd ever be able to hold the locker room. Because if you couldn't win that game as a head coach, I never thought that they could ever win a Super Bowl with him as our head coach. And we wasted, in my mind, another 4 years of the greatest quarterbacking play the franchise and maybe even the league's ever seen in the playoffs. And the new change, I think he had to come.
Do you really feel like people are still mad about McDermott? I feel like that lasted about 5 minutes and then they got a coach and we've stopped talking about it to a certain extent. Like, I feel like the general sentiment is what you're saying.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit. Which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Thing, Bill. I'm hearing what you're saying far more than I'm hearing anyone saying they're screwed without McDermott.
And you know what? I wasn't real thrilled when they brought Joe on, but I got to be honest with you. I think it'll be a smoother transition keeping him there on the offensive side. And we needed a change on the defensive side. McDermott was passive. I mean, how many points did he allow at the end of first halves where he'd go like in his little prevent defense and give up scores and say, well, I'm going to make adjustments in the second half. And we give up a touchdown or a field goal.
I'll push back on that a little bit, Bill. Now, first off, I mean, I know that you mentioned that you were directing it towards me. I'm not upset that Sean McDermott was fired. And I will say that I'm just confused by so much of the messaging. My bafflement comes from getting consolidated power out of this somehow, even though the successes and the failures are pretty similar. But the Bills were great at the classic double dipping, right? I mean, regarding that at the end of the first half. But yeah, I get it. The bend don't break defense, giving up the plays. I had 13 seconds. I think if to some is an unforgivable sin, and yeah. I don't disagree with that. I can get there. To me, just my confusion is how this rollout has taken place. And like you said, the idea that Joe Brady, an underling who's had his hand in this, got the promotion.
Ken, did it surprise you that after the 13 seconds game, he kept his job?
No, only because he was new. And we were still fresh in terms of getting out of the drought. And to move on from that, there was still some confusion. Now, a lot of people think they know what happened there. I've heard some things about what's happened there. I've heard conflicting things from people I trust. So it's hard but maybe the true story comes out someday as to exactly what happened there. But
let's speculate about what happened there on the other side of this break. I want to talk about 13 seconds. Let's do that.
Sure.
In just a moment. Tim Graham, Brad Ryder, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two King or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two King or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.